Welcome to the April 6th edition of Look at My Records here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Beautiful, absolutely amazing spring day today. Man, it's really having me in a good mood. Right, yeah. Randy?
Oh, I'm in the best mood right now.
Randy Ojeda is here with me of the awesome Cigar City Management Company.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, it's great to have you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Like, so many of my friends and bands have been on this show, so I feel like it's just been, you know, a long time coming that I need to be on here.
It's cool. I feel like we've known each other on the internet for a while.
Yeah,
we met in December or January at that cool Parrot Dream show at that swanky hotel.
Oh yeah, it's Soho House. That was a time for sure.
Their second performance at the Soho House.
Yeah, they're Soho House veterans, I guess.
I'm
batting
1,000 at you seeing went to both? Parrot Dream at Soho House.
It's a cool little spot. You know, I was not sure what to expect, you know, from that place, but it sounds good in there, and the room's fun, and that rooftop with the pool and everything.
Yeah, they really killed it both times. So shout out to our friends Parrot Dream.
Yeah, they're
love dearly.
I'm crashing at their house right now, so while I'm here in Brooklyn, so nice. Definitely a shout out to them.
It's huge shout out to them. Yeah. So at the top of the set, we heard brand new song from a band you just started managing, Young Guns by Fever Beam.
Yeah.
They're from your hometown of Tampa. This is the first Tampa-based band you've managed?
Yeah, yeah. And people always say that because, you know, we're Cigar City Management. So they're like, you know, do you work with every band in Tampa? It's like, I actually don't work with any bands in Tampa. Most of the bands I work with are actually here in Brooklyn, ironically. But Fever Beam is a band that I just sort of discovered. I'd known Dane Giordano, who's the bass player in Fever Beam. I'd known him for a while. He was in a band called Plastic Pinks, or I guess is still in a band called Plastic Pinks, which is a great band from Miami. If you haven't heard them, they're amazing. And so I'd been following him for a while, and we had been friends. And, you know, I was just happened to be, you know, they were playing like a Sunday afternoon set, like in the record store Micro Groove in Tampa. And I was like, yeah, Sunday afternoon shows is my jam because, you know, I can be home by like 7 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and
I love
sure
that.
It's nice walking in Tampa on a day like that.
Yeah, you know? Totally. So, yeah, I went to the record store to see their set and was just blown away by how, like, you know, just unbelievably fun that band is. You know, they just have a great time playing, and, you know, they're pretty young and they're new. And this is like their debut single, Young Guns, that just came out. So I'm excited to work with a band kind of from the very beginning, as opposed to, you know, a lot of the bands that we work with have already kind of put out a record or, you know, put out some EPs or something. I've been doing it for a little bit, but Fever Beam is fresh. You know,
Young Guns, this is their first single. Is this going to be a part of a debut EP or record? What's next for this young Tampa-based band?
Yeah, these Young Guns.
These Young Guns.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up?
Which you know, the hook on the song is, you know, sitting home on my couch watching Young Guns on VHS, and They do have Young Guns on VHS. That's not an act. Like, when I went to their house, that was one of the first things I asked. Like, do you actually own a VHS? And they have a bunch of really great VHS collection.
Hey, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Bringing it back. But yeah, so to answer your question, they're doing a tour. They're like first ever tour, really, you know, the first time really going outside of Florida. Next week starts that tour. They're going to be, you know, heading up, you know, basically as far as like North Carolina, which is honestly kind of far for a Florida band, because the hard part about touring Florida is actually touring Florida, you know, because you have to go all the way down and then come all the way back up, you know, so to get out of Florida is definitely a challenge, you know. So they're doing the tour, and then their EP is being mixed and mastered right now. So, you know, Young Guns will be a part of it, and I'm looking forward to putting that out too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Stay tuned for more from Fever Beam. Really excited to hear other songs from that EP. Great young band out of Tampa, Florida, your hometown.
Yeah.
But let's take it back a little bit.
Okay.
You've been involved in artist management for a while now. How'd you get involved in the first place? How'd you start doing it?
Well, I was in law school at the time in Chicago.
Oh, damn. I'm a lawyer too.
Oh, there you go. shout out. You're also a recovering lawyer. That is what it sounds like. Yeah. It's, law school. Then you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Then law school really teaches you how to, or not teaches you, but law school, you really find the time to figure out all the other things you could be doing with your life, you know, like, instead of reading case law, you could be doing something way, better.
More enjoyable.
You know? Exactly. Something you enjoy a lot more. And, you know, I was playing in bands before I went to law school and when I was in college and in high school. And, you know, obviously I've always been a big music nerd. And just through law school, I felt like I had gained all these skills that I think, you know, could be applicable to management and to helping bands. And, you know, just started learning more about the industry and meeting other people in Chicago. At the time when I was in Chicago, this was when like Chance the Rapper was really blowing up. Like 10 Day had like just come out, and I got to meet Pat, the manager, who's Chance the Rapper's manager, you know, Chance the Rapper, Pat, the manager, which I always thought was great. And so I got to know him and like, you know, see that what he does is, you know, not that it's not hard, because it is really hard, but I realized I was like, this, the skill set that he has is similar to what I have. And I feel like I could do this if I really put my mind to it. And actually, it's funny because initially I started managing rappers, you know, so because that was, you know, who I was just connected with in Chicago and in that area. And, you know, hip hop is a lot of fun and I love hip hop music. I love rap, but it just wasn't my style, you know, all the way. Like it just wasn't me. I felt like I was kind of putting on a little bit of a facade. You know, I used to wear a suit to all the shows, you know, like it just wasn't me, you know? So, actually randomly I had, not randomly, you know, I'd thought of the Cigar City management name, and Jason, who's my business partner, we'd been talking for a while about, doing this thing. 'Cause his background is like in accounting and finance. So he's like the yin to my yang, you know, like he does all the money and you know, bookkeeping stuff that I hate doing.
Yeah.
And it's great to have a person like that in your corner. So, you know, we had been talking about like the name Cigar City Management and doing this management company. And I've created like a little just placeholder website, like just bought the domain, made the website. And then Parrot Dream, who we were just talking about, they, just randomly emailed me. Like we had a little contact page on the site, and I guess they were just looking for like management companies, you know, like just somebody to help them get their music out there. And they just emailed me out of the blue and were like, hey, we're, you know, a band from Santiago, Chile. And we're, you know, we just moved to New York and we're trying to get integrated into the scene here and we need some help. You know, can you help us? And, you know, sent a link to their EP, Set Sail Someday.
Great EP.
Great EP. Yeah. And that had just come out. You know, they had just put that out. And I fell in love like right away. You know, I listened to that record and I was like, this is what I want to do. You know, this is the type of music I want to work with. You know, and these are the kind of artists I want to be a part of.
We have a lot in common, including a love for Parrot Dream. So.
Absolutely. No, I mean, it's rare to really realize that, like, you know, there are bands that change your life. And, you know, there's a lot of bands that have changed my life just from listening to their music a lot. But you know, Parrot Dream changed my life from a personal level, a professional level, you know, in every way. They made me who I am now, you know, like without them, I wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't be in Brooklyn, you know, because they were the first band from this scene that I started working with. And then through them, I met Fruit and Flowers and I met, you know, all the other bands that I'm working with now.
So,
you know,
because that was my next question. Basically, you definitely have ties to Tampa and Chicago.
Yeah.
You got Parrot Dream reached out to you. You started managing them and now you're the manager for several prominent Brooklyn bands that are very active in the local scene. They've all put out a lot of great music over the last couple of years. Big Bliss, Adira Horse, Pecas.
It's okay. Spanish accent.
A lot of great bands. How did your roster grow in Brooklyn?
Yeah, it was, you know, like I said, it started with Parrot Dream, you know, and that's kind of, you know, that's kind of, it's like when you're a lawyer, you know, like if you're a lawyer, like the first couple clients you get, you start learning a little bit about, you know, whatever it is that you're practicing on. And then that kind of becomes your practice. Like you become more of an expert in that thing. So it's like the same thing kind of happened with Brooklyn bands for me. It's like I started working with one Brooklyn band and then, you know, they're like cockroaches, you know, like when you stomp on one Brooklyn band and then like 10 other Brooklyn bands come out of the work, you know? It was, I think Fruit and Flowers was my second Brooklyn band that I started working with. And then, they just played a show with Parrot Dream and, you know, I got to know them through that. And from there, just kept, you know, just Brooklyn bands just kept reaching out to me. And there's such a great scene here. I mean, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here. Like there's so many great bands so much amazing music happening in Brooklyn. I mean, it's Brooklyn. So,
yeah, there's a lot, and you have a great roster of acts, very well represented of the Brooklyn scene. A lot of your bands had really strong 2018s, I believe.
Yeah.
Adira Horse put out an EP about a year ago, right? Mm-hmm. And Big Bliss put out their debut LP,
yeah,
At Middle Distance is what it's called.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Shout out to Exit Stencil Recordings that put that one
in Ohio, right?
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
Based in Ohio.
That's where Big Bliss is originally from. Yeah.
So that was really exciting. The Big Bliss record is awesome. The Adira Horse EP is also awesome. Mm-hmm. What's next for this year? Shark Muffin just put out a new EP that is really, really good. Before the show, we were kind of raving about how much they've always been good, but they're really on another level now as a band.
Yeah, I am unbelievably hype on Shark Muffin right now. Like, I couldn't be happier for how things are going for them. The EP they just put out, Gamma Gardening, on Exploding and Sound Records, is like, honestly, like, I think it's their best work, period. You know, like, and they've put out a bunch of EPs in the past, a couple LPs, and everything that they've done is good. Like you said, it's like they've never been bad, but now they're like just on another level of, you know, the songwriting is top notch and the performances are great. And the band, the lineup right now with Natalie, Tara, and Jordan Blakely on drums is just perfect. You know, like they look good. They play good. They just work really well together. And I was telling you a little bit earlier that we went to the Tidal offices yesterday in Manhattan, like right around Times Square. For them to do, they did an in-office performance of, some of the new songs from the EP, which if you listen to the EP, you're like, you know, how could you do that? Because they did it with two acoustic guitars, an acoustic guitar and acoustic bass, and like Jordan on like tambourine and shaker. And like the EP has a lot of like heavy, you know, pedals and effects, and Tara's like doing some crazy stuff on the guitar. So to hear it stripped down and just the songs kind of at their core was really kind of eye-opening, I think, even for the band. You know, like, I don't think they had ever even performed the songs in that way. So to hear it and the songs still translated really well and they still worked in that format, I think that's like the true test of like, is a song a good song? You know, if Neil Young can do it on a guitar and like a rainy bar, then, you know, then it's a good song. So I feel like Neil Young could cover Shark Muffin's new EP. And
do
it,
Mr. Young.
Yeah.
Do it.
If you're listening, which I'm sure you are, I'm sure Neil Young's tuning in right now.
Yeah, we'll be sending you an email with the zip wave.
MP3. Yeah, exactly.
Files of the EP. Take a listen in your spare time, Neil.
Yeah, that'd be great. A Shark Muffin Neil Young tour would be incredible.
Yeah. I'm all support of that. I'd go to that.
I'd
enjoy it thoroughly.
Yeah. Can we curse on here?
Curse on? Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
it's all right.
The internet.
This is the internet, the wild west
where you can say, fuck.
I have to be careful because, people say that all the time on our podcast because they don't know if they can curse. And then I'm like, no, it's a podcast.
This is the internet where you can curse.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want on the internet.
So it's early 2019 still. Mm-hmm. What's in store for some of the bands that you manage for the rest of the year? Any other new releases we can expect from some of the bands, tours coming up?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
There's a lot going on. It's actually, you know, it can be at times kind of difficult to keep up with everything, you know, but Parrot Dream's going to be dropping some, not really new tunes. They're, some kind of B-sides from the last, because they put out a record last year too.
Like Goes.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, shout out to Good Eye Records who put that one out. Yeah. Mike who's been on this show, right?
Yes.
He's sat in this chair.
I was just hanging out with him on Thursday.
Mike is the best. I love Mike. He's been a big supporter of Cigar City Management for a long time. And we'd been, you know, wanting to find the right project to work on together. And I think this Parrot Dream record was a great place to start.
Yeah. Pick up Light Goes. Highly recommended from me and Randy.
Yeah.
You can pick it up via BigEyeRecords.com on blood red translucent vinyl.
Yeah. It's a gorgeous vinyl and gorgeous packaging.
Yeah. Like, really great packaging. You know, that's very well done.
One of the things about Parrot Dream I always respect is like Gonzalo's art and his art direction is on point. Like everything that they do looks amazing. Yeah, they put a lot of time into it.
Very multidisciplinary.
Yeah.
Great. The recent video they put out late last year was great.
Yeah. That was really cool and very like, you know, it was focused on kind of like a, you know, trans rights and that's a cause that they really believe in. And, you know, I support as well. So that's cool. But so yeah, they're putting out some B-sides from Light Goes, some extra tracks that are honestly really great tracks. It's just, it's a really hard when you have so many good songs to kind of pare it down.
Of course.
You know, we still want to put those tracks out. So that's going to come out pretty soon. I don't have a release date yet.
Can't wait.
But that's coming out soon. And then, Pekas is working on some new material. She's going to be working with a couple cool like producers. I can't really name any names yet, but it's going to be really good stuff. So she's, I was actually just at her house a couple days ago. We were listening to the demos that she's working on and just kind of having a little listen session. And she's so modest because she doesn't think that her songs are as good as they are.
You know, they really are.
She's such a great songwriter.
Her latest single T-shirt is off the chain.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of it. And we're going to play it shortly.
Yeah. I mean, we could play it now.
We're coming up on music time.
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Music time. So yeah, let's play some songs.
Yeah,
definitely.
But I guess to finish the question, so yeah, T-shirts coming out. A Deer, a Horse is going to be releasing some new tracks throughout this year. They have a tour coming up in June with the band Dezora. I don't know if you know Dezora.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And they're, you know, A Deer, a Horse is just like one of the most incredible bands I've ever seen or heard.
Real,
you know,
heavy stuff, especially live.
Yes, super heavy, but also like very, you know, to kind of technical and like, you know, they hate being called math rock because it's not really math rock, but it's like they're just so talented.
Got a hint of it, though.
They're just so unbelievably talented, and like they're able to like lock in a way that's just incredible.
I agree with that characterization.
I don't want to say too much about this one. I wish I had more to like reveal right now, but a lot of things are like in the works right now, but there will be some new music from Fruit and Flowers soon, which I can't say exactly how or in what format, but it's going to be happening.
Can't wait. We've been waiting for the follow-up to the Drug Tax.
Yeah, EP. Everyone's been waiting for
it. For a while now.
So that's
a great EP.
Yeah, they're an amazing band. Again, another talented group of songwriters right there. Anna, who I just saw her new band, Anna Becker's new band, Caddy.
Right?
Yeah, I saw them last night and they were unbelievably good. You know, really, she's just so amazing. Like, she's a badass 100%, you know.
She's also playing with Big Bliss a little bit.
She's a full-time member of Big Bliss as well. Cool. Yeah. So she, you know, I don't know how, you know, Tara, you know, from Shark Muffin is the same way. Like, she plays in a bunch of bands and they're all really good. And I don't know how they have the time or the energy to do all that, but they do it, you know.
Keep it up. You make us happy with all the tunes.
Please. So yeah, new Fruit and Flowers is coming soon. And they're playing June 15th at Webster Hall. With the band City of the Sun.
That's right, yeah.
So that's going to be a really rad show. I'm hoping to try to come into town for that, but I guess we'll see.
You know? Yeah, you come up for it. We'll see. We'll see. So we're going to play some songs. We're kicking it off with Serpentina. That's the lead single from Shark Muffin's new Gamma Gardening EP.
Yeah.
Is this your favorite track on this EP?
It's really hard to kind of name a favorite from this one just because they're all very different. You know, they're very, every track kind of has its own flavor, but I feel like this is kind of the, you know, like kind of the thesis statement of this record because it's actually, you know, it's a concept EP, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
I read about that.
Yeah. There's a lot going on there. Like the story is, you know, about like this receptionist who, like falls in love with someone and they like
has a designer baby.
Yeah, they create a baby like through test tube genetic splicing or whatever, and then like I don't know the specifics, but then
I'm into it.
Yeah, and then the baby kind of either the baby or the receptionist herself becomes Serpentina. So Serpentina is like the main, you know, character from this story who you know, is inspired by Tara's serpentine belt from her van. You know, the mechanic, they were on tour and she had to get her van fixed. And the mechanic said that the serpentine belt would kill them, you know.
Whoa.
Yeah, like they needed to get it fixed right away or it was going to kill them. And I guess in her mind, the serpentine belt, who she started referring to as Serpentina, you know, kind of became this like dominatrix-like character who, you know, could kill her at any second.
This is good behind the music.
Yeah.
This is a VH1 Shark Muffin behind the music.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully they're cool with me revealing all that. I mean, it's been in a couple interviews and stuff, yeah. So this isn't news, but
they're cool with it.
Yeah. And it's a fun concept, and it's the first time they've really ran a concept through from beginning to end on a record, you know, and
it's very tough to do. So
it is. It's cool. It is. So,
and hopefully
they do more of that. I'd like to see more concepts from everyone, but from Shark Muffin.
I have a feeling they will.
Yeah.
And then we're going to hear T-Shirt by Pekka's latest single. Great song.
Absolutely.
Duplicate by Big Bliss off of the really, really awesome At Middle Distance, which came out last October, I believe. Not mm-hmm. sure if that's a specific
one. Yeah, no, October.
Boom. I know my months.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
And then Parrot Dream. Light Goes,
yeah.
Title track off of their August 2018 debut record.
Dude, you got your months down, man. I'm impressed. Man.
I'm keeping track of it. So let's do it. We're going to play some songs. All of these bands are awesome and managed by Randy at Cigar City Management. It's been great talking to you right now. The interview's not over, guys. We'll be back. Don't worry. So we're going to kick it off with Serpentina by Shark Muffin off of their brand new EP, which just came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Gamma Gardening.
Gamma Gardening. Go buy the cassette. Go get it from explodingandsoundrecords.com.
Yeah. Go on Bandcamp.
Here you go. This is Serpentina. You're listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oh,
We're back, y'all. You just heard a bunch of Cigar City bands and their awesome song. Serpentina by Shark Muffin to kick off the program. T-shirt by Pekka's. Duplicate by Big Bliss. Light Goes in Minds by Paratream. I think all that music is available on Bandcamp, I gotta say.
Yeah, you can get it all on Bandcamp. Yeah. You can follow all those bands on Spotify. And Instagram and Tidal. Shout out to Tidal. Yeah. They're the homies.
Support all these awesome bands on Cigar City Management. I'm a big fan of all of the songs we just played. And now, transitioning to the second portion of the program where you pick some records from my record collection and we're going to play them here on Look at My Records. That's why the show is called Look at My Records.
Yeah, and this was a very difficult thing to do, Tom. You have so many good records.
Thanks,
that
man.
It was really tough to narrow it down to just a couple.
Hey, I'm glad you enjoyed looking at it and stuff. But we're kicking it off with Flood, I think it's their first major label record, but they might be Giants on Elektra.
It's definitely the one from them. You know, if you're going to listen to one They Might Be Giants record, it should be Flood.
So I was so happy that you picked They Might Be Giants because I also kind of have, we both have like sort of a connection to them.
Yeah.
My friend Glenn Morrow of Bar None Records, discovered them in New York in the mid 1980s and put out their first two records on Bar None, Lincoln and the self-titled first one, I believe.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan and this record rips.
Yeah, they're really cool. We had them on our podcast, Cigar City Radio, and interviewed them in the back of their tour van, you know, the two Johns, John and John, and just super nice guys, very, very down to earth, very chill. And, you know, you just mentioned that you discovered them through Tiny Toons.
Yes.
The old cartoon, the Looney Tunes in miniature form.
Yes.
The Tiny Toons. And that's how I discovered them too, which is amazing.
That's so funny. Yeah. It's so funny how this is, you know, pre-internet, we're kids watching cartoons and they kind of, I don't know how they got involved with Tiny Toons, but Istanbul has a Tiny Toons video.
Yeah.
So does Particle Man and possibly one other song from this record.
I can't remember. But Istanbul's the one that's always stood out to me. And it's funny. I think part of the reason why I picked this album is because very recently my wife and I, shout out to my wife, Liz, who I think is listening from Tampa.
Hey, so, Liz.
Hi, Liz. We've been watching Umbrella Academy and on Netflix, which is a great show if you haven't watched Umbrella Academy, and they play Istanbul in like a key like fight scene. You know, it's like people are getting like murdered and sliced open and stuff, and Istanbul's playing, and it's like the perfect juxtaposition of like this weird track and gratuitous violence.
Yeah. Violence.
Yeah.
And so following They Might Be Giants, we got Courtney Barnett's Tell Me How You Really Feel. Great album that you put out last year. One of my favorites of 2018.
Yeah.
And we're going to play City Looks Pretty. City So Pretty.
Looks Pretty. That's one of my favorite records of, you know, recent memory for sure. I saw Courtney Barnett at the Mom and Pop 10th anniversary show, which was like, I don't know, a few months ago at Brooklyn Steel.
Oh, and, very cool.
Yeah. She only, you know, the Mom and Pop showcase felt kind of like a South by Southwest thing because it was like, you know, every band only played like 15, 20 minutes. So she played like four or five songs, but she did play this one and it was really rad.
Favorite song off of the new record. Yeah. Shout out to our friend Courtney Barnett from Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah.
A lot going on in Melbourne. Maybe you should manage some Melbourne bands.
I'm all about it. You know, I find so many bands that are amazing and I'm like, oh, they're from Australia. Like, I don't know if I could do it. Yeah, I don't know if I could manage.
I think.
Yeah.
Maybe when we have like super high speed jets that can get you there.
Yeah.
In 5 hours.
Yeah.
In like 50 years. Or
teleportation would be cool.
Okay. Let's work on that, scientist. Teleportation, please.
Yeah. I want to be able to Banff to Australia.
Same here.
Yeah.
And then Replacements, Pleased to Meet Me.
Oh.
And we're playing Alex Chilton.
The best song.
Love that
ever.
Guy, Alex Chilton. A lot of reissues coming out on Bar None Records this year involving old Alex Chilton songs. I think they just released one and they're going to release another too. So just that's a fact. Yeah. But Replacements, you love the Replacements.
They're my favorite band of all time. Like if you put a gun to my head and said like pick a band, that's the band that
I'm
picking.
It's a good choice,
you
know? I gotta say.
Yeah, I just, you know, I discovered them when I was in like middle school and I've been listening to the Replacements ever since, you know. It's funny because I think I posted on Twitter the other day that you know, as I'm getting older, now I'm listening to Don't Tell a Soul. Like, that's good, like, record. You know, I've always listened to every Replacements record, but like, that's the one I keep like going to more often now. And I'm like, I think that's the true sign of getting older is like, I'm not listening to Sorry Ma anymore. Like, yeah. Now I'm listening to Don't Tell a Soul. Like,
and clean, polished yeah, songs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens yeah. when you get older. Yeah. I appreciate that stuff.
Songs about maturity and yeah. love and life, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's freaky, man. Freaky.
Yeah.
All right, let's play them. Kicking it off with Istanbul by They Might Be Giants, and then we'll be back to wrap up the show. Enjoy, guys. It's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, a Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Constantinople, no you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Friend street, you lock your strength.
We're back, people. Wrapping up the show. Randy, thank you so much for being with me.
Tom, thank you so much for having me, man. Like, honestly, I've been listening to this for a long time, so it's really exciting to be on here.
I'm a big fan of yours, so it was so great to have you. We're playing one last song to wrap up the program, A Deer, A Horse, Cold Shoulder. I love this song. Do you love this song?
I love this song. I love A Deer, A Horse. They're one of the best bands you could ever see. Go see them live. They're going to be on tour in June. If they're in your city, go see them.
Go see them, and you can get this. Is this part of the split? They put out like a split
last
year?
Yeah. This is one of the songs they released last year. Yeah.
So, awesome. Get it. Bandcamp.com. Everyone, thanks so much. Check out all of Randy's bands, Shark Muffin, A Deer, A Horse, Big Bliss, Parrot Dream,
Fruit and Flowers, Pecos, Ganser, Jackson Boone, Kino Camino.
We love you all.
So many.
And here we go. Cold Shoulder by A Deer, A Horse. We'll see you next week.